Welcome to today's Vrenchgott Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining me on today's program is Professor of Biology at Central College, Paul Wyhe. He's here to talk about why leaves change colors in the fall.
And explain the basics as to why trees turn colors, because some people, they might not even know why. It's a beautiful time of year.
I'm always happy to talk about it, and I'm amazed at how many people wonder about this. It's something so basic we see all the time. So we are entering that peak season right now. The middle of October is just about the best color season for us in this part of the country. And the basics of why the trees are doing what they do obviously has to do with the onset of winter. And I was just chatting with my students about this the other day, and I asked them what they were taught. And they were taught the same thing I was taught, but just in recent years we learned that there's more to the story that we all understand. So when we think about why do these trees change color in their leaves, we're really asking two different questions when we say why. One question is, what is the mechanism? Why are they doing that in the nuts and bolts sense? And then the other question is the broader question of, so what's the advantage? What is the purpose of this? So let's first talk about the nuts and bolts. So when I asked my students, why do leaves change color? They all said, well, the leaves were green during the growing season because they have this green color chlorophyll pigment, and that's involved in photosynthesis. But at this time of year, as the trees are getting ready to shut down and become dormant for the winter, the chlorophyll breaks down, and so the green is gone. And all of that is true. Then they said, therefore, you get these yellows and reds that you see. And those colors were always there. It's just that there's so much more chlorophyll, so much more green, that you don't see those other colors. And that's not quite entirely true. Just a few years ago, they did a couple of interesting studies. And what they found was that there are actually three different non-green categories of colors. And two of them basically are the story we were all taught, which was that they were there all the time, and now we're starting to see them because the green fades. And so those would be the tannins, which are the browns. A lot of the oaks, for example, have very brown leaves. And then the yellows and golds, which are the various carotenoid pigments, the xanthophylls and so forth, and they were there as well. But then there's the other category, which are known as anthocyanins, and those are the reds and purples. And as it turns out, those are really produced at this time of year as the color change is coming on, which of course begs the question, why? What's the purpose of that? As it turns out, what the tree is trying to do when it has this color change and then it drops its leaves is it's trying to do two different things. First, it's trying to protect itself from damage over the winter because these leaves are tender tissues and you would lose a lot of water through them. And so basically having the leaf form some scar tissue between the attachment of the leaf and the stem means that we're going to protect the stem and the rest of the tree that's going to be around for the next year. But then the other issue is that there are valuable materials inside of this leaf that was costly for the tree to make. And to try to recover as much of those materials back into the tree so that they can be used next year to produce new leaves, that's the strategy that the tree is doing. So far, so good. What we've learned recently is that the red and purple, that category of pigments, are actually produced at this time of year, and they act as a sunscreen. And so producing those helps protect the tissues in the leaf while those valuable nutrients are being resorbed and taken back into. It buys time for more recovery of your investment, kind of like a fire sale. Okay, the longer you can draw that out and sell things at least at a discount, the better you are, rather than just shut the doors and walk away. And the study that looked at this in detail found that trees that were growing in poor nutrient, particularly low in nitrogen soils, produce more of those reds and purples, and we're using that sunscreen to try and recover more of that nitrogen back into the tree. Whereas trees in the same general vicinity that were growing in more nitrogen-rich soils produced far less of those pigments.
What are some of the factors that affect the timing? Because it's not going to obviously start at the exact same date and stop at the exact same date, correct?
Right. And so we know a couple of different things are going on with how a tree knows what time it is, or our calendar. And so they have a built-in calendar system, which is based on sunlight. From the tree's perspective, that's the way to go. It's very, very regular. And so the day length, the number of hours in which there's sunshine, is actually detected by specialized pigments in the leaves of the tree. And so the tree knows, quotation marks, what day of the year it is. And so the onset of winter and preparation for that is involved with this. So that's part of it. But then the specifics of the temperature really drive the whole process of the color change and the resorption of those nutrients that we talked about a minute ago. And so as the colder weather comes on, that process happens more and more. More sugars are in the leaf that can be resorbed, and more of those nutrients and the pigments can be produced. And that's basically a temperature-dependent process.
And thanks again to Dr. Wyhe for joining us on today's Wrenchgott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.